Me and my girlfriend Courtney were driving across Alabama to spend the week at Silent Con Deadly Con. That's the annual 10-day gathering for fans of the Silent Night Deadly Night film franchise. They're up to 6 movies now. It's a good con. Everyone sleeps in tents. At about midnight, we stopped at a dusty little Shell station about 10 miles west of Letohatchee to get something to drink and maybe a bag of pretzels or something. We pulled up and went in. I figured we may as well hit the bathrooms, too. But you know, a place that small, you wonder about them. But there was a sticker on the door, in the colors of the Shell logo. It was the text of something called the Clean Restroom Promise. You can trust us to blah, 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 blah. Surely a sign from God that it would be all right. Sticker was kind of faded and torn, but hey, at least they had made a pledge. Courtney told me she was going first, and I should track down my rolled golds in the meantime. The clerk just looked at us, bored, and returned to his Seeker Word magazine. Courtney emerged from the bathroom tucked away in the corner about 10 seconds later. Her face was ashen, her eyes wide. I swear some of her hair had gone gray. She staggered toward me, grabbing the rack of magazine porn for balance, and then she all but collapsed into my arms. "They promised," she whispered, and before I could soothe her, she had torn away from me and fled from the store. I saw her sink to her knees beside the car, her face in her hands. I turned and looked toward the bathroom. The clerk, who had seen all this happen, would not meet my eyes. I decided to go in. Maybe she was overreacting, I thought. I went up to the door, noticed that the little sign depicting the silhouettes of both a man and a woman was pretty old and faded and a bit greasy. I opened the door and stepped inside. 8 seconds later, I came back out again. I walked with aching slowness to the exit. I thought I might pass out, but I remained strong. I had to, for Courtney's sake. Rage boiled within me. Losing all control, I thrust my fist into the glass of the front door, breaking it. I withdrew my bloody hand, which now held a large, sharp sliver of glass, partially adorned with half of the Clean Restroom Promise sticker, affixed long ago in good faith by a representative of one of the largest companies on Earth. I turned and walked to the counter, brandishing my improvised weapon. The clerk, who was somewhere between 50 and 125 years old, looked at me in terror as I approached. "You promised," I seethed, and moved around the counter towards him. He backed into the wall, dropping his Seeker Word magazine. "It's not my fault," he pleaded. "Corporate always leaves us short-staffed, and sometimes I forget to tidy up. I'm sorry." I pressed the point of the shard against his neck. "You're coming with me," I hissed. I grabbed his arm and began to pull him toward the bathroom. He begged and pleaded and wept, but his destiny was sealed. I opened the door and pushed him inside, then slammed the door shut and held one hand firm on the handle. He tried as hard as he could from the other side to twist it, but I was stronger than he. He pounded on the door from within. "For the love of God!" his muffled voice cried. "Yes," I said, "for the love of God." He kept up his resistance for just a couple of minutes, growing weak quickly. Soon his fight with the door handle ceased as the enormity of the horror inside that bathroom overwhelmed him. I heard him sink to the filthy floor and there was a soft thump. Then nothing. I dropped the shard of glass, turned, and walked away, taking a Bic lighter from a display near the exit. Seeing what my intentions were, Courtney unlatched the gas pump and trickled a hearty line of Shell Premium all the way to the door I had broken. "Nice touch, using premium," worth the money in this case. I took off my outer shirt, leaving just my Silent Night, Deadly Night 3, Better Watch Out, custom tee signed by Samantha Scully, on for warmth, and set the fabric aflame. When it had caught fully, I dropped the shirt onto the tarmac, and a great open mouth of flame rushed toward the gas station. It began to burn merrily and brightly against the night sky. We drove away, satisfied that we had done what we needed to do. They had broken a promise, after all. And in doing so, they had hurt our hearts and our souls. That restroom was not clean. We stopped and used the one at a Home Depot in Haneville. It was not great, but there was an honesty to the experience that we will always cherish. As for the con this year, I don't know, we left on day 8. The panels were kind of lame, and a bunch of people got washed away in a flood. You know, that's not what you want.